Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful program doing sample healings, talking about the light shift. And if you wish to call in, you can do so. We'd love to get your phone call to talk to you or use the BBS Fast Chat. So as normal with all the different conference calls that we do here or BBS shows, we do an emotional healing. So let's go back 5 days in your life. So here we go. The last 5 days, this is to get rid of some of the traumas and densities. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we're going to do a trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And a pain body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is out there. Annika, are you there?
I am here, Ron. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's Monday, and I have the call-in number. Today is the 16th of November, and if you're listening live and you want to call in, it's 888-815-9756. And it's always good to hear from you all. I see a few people on the fast chat already there. So, Ron, maybe you want to talk a little bit about those bodies. I know you did four of them now, the emotional feeling, trauma, and pain body. And for somebody who might be new to what that's all about, maybe you want to start with kind of telling us what that is.
Sure. Okay. So what we have in us that's invisible, and these can also be called a spirit body. But normally when we talk about your spirit body, that's what looks out of your eyes. But these being invisible are considered spirits. And naturally, when people go out and do looking for spirits, ghosts, haunted houses, that's also considered a spirit. And that's the spirit of the emotional body of people. So sometimes the languaging can be a little different and can actually make you think you're looking for something that you're not. So basically, on this program, when we use the word spirit, the spirit is what's in your body at birth, and this is what looks out of your eyes. Everything else would be a body of a less dense life form, and that's all brought to you by the earth spirit. And so the earth spirit gave you these invisible bodies that work with your physical body. So the first question is, why do you need invisible bodies that are inside and around your physical body? So the answer to that one is the fact that because we deal with negativity here, which is mind energy, the darkness, the mind energy is what people use to do psychic attacks, courtings, using the force of will to interfere with someone else. And because of that, the physical body, in a sense, takes hits. It has a problem with all these energies because we all know how witchcraft and spells, et cetera, can affect somebody. And these bodies were put in place because of the darkness energies coming to us from the dark side energies of people using mind energy. Remember, when you're in the darkness, you're using mind. When you're in the light, you're using your heart. And the heart will never ever breach the energy of forceful energies against free will, free choice. So the divine energy of love, which is in your heart from your spirit, is never going to want to harm anything. But because we use our mind energy, the thoughts inside of our head, these energies are very destructive to everyone else. And this is how people get courted, like I said earlier, connected to, get backaches from people, have their life fall apart, you know, because people are projecting negative thoughts to you. And even a positive thought is not good because that energy is not conducive to your body. Your body has its own frequency that it lives on. So just because you transmit, say, a good thought to somebody, that's still causing that person physical harm, the body, okay? You might think that it's nice sending love and joy to somebody, but that energy is mind energy. It's not pure love energy. And pure love energy is only from the heart. So when you do use the mind energy, you can actually harm people, even if you do send them good thoughts, because it's still an energy that is not going to be able to be used by the person's body. So these invisible energetic bodies are put in place by the Earth Spirit because it was finding at some point in time that these bodies were being harmed by the dark side mind-controlling energies that we use all the time here. Because the physical body was having problems, this is why these energies, bodies that are invisible, come into play, and they take on all the hits. And then eventually, as they get filled up from having these psychic attack energies, then you need to clean them out. If not so, then you start having physical problems. And also, these energetic bodies can help you in the healing process because they will tend to resonate to what your body needs to have healed. So they can, in a sense, also bring on energies to you. This is why you want to clean them out. So when you're first born, these bodies are normally completely cleared. And then as you start growing, as your body starts to emanate its problems into the auric field and into these bodies that people read, then all of a sudden they start getting hits from other energies and they bring people into your life to typically cause you harm. And that harm is because you're not conscious enough knowing to heal your body. So it's a, kind of a double-edged sword there. The bodies are there to help you and also to hurt you. And this is why you want to clean them out. And once you get those cleaned out, then you start working with your physical body, cleaning out the densities. So I hope that kind of makes sense. So we do these cleanings for you on our website, creationlightship.com. You can do a whole life clearing. It takes half an hour to an hour to do. And these bodies become cleansed of the negativity that surfaced in this lifetime. Otherwise, you're going to be recycling the past over and over and over again. And this is the way your physical body is designed to work, because it has to keep recycling the past, bringing you traumatic situations, things that are not pleasant to you, because it wants to heal itself. The physical body will kill itself to get well. And this is the reason why you have the stuff that you're dealing with, because you have not cleaned out these densities. And it's up to you to do that. And you have to do the work. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. He was cleaning out the genetic cellular memory from people. And that's kind of talked about how Jesus came to save the people from their sins. Okay? Well, that worked perfectly fine when he lived on the earth, you know, when he walked the earth. When he left, those healings stopped. And if the people were cleaned out enough at that particular time, since he came here to teach ascension, those people, if they had all the clearings done that he was presenting at that time, left. Now, the people that did not have the clearings and were still here, your ancestors, did not have the clearings, and this is why you are here now, why your body is here now. And since your spirit needs a body to come into, it's the same basic thing. You're here because the bodies that are here needs a spirit. So if all the bodies were to leave during ascension, there would be no more spirits on this planet, and you would not live here. So the whole process is, how long have you been here? How many ascension times every 2,000 years have you missed because the dark side energies of the mind controlled you not to have the spiritual teachings of ascension? And that's the fault of your ancestors and also maybe your spirit for not knowing enough. So since you're listening to me now, this is what you need to do, is to have the clearings done. Otherwise, it's going to be the same story, you know, over and over again, continuously. And, you know, if you have anything wrong with you, it's only because of the negative thoughts that was programmed into you by the darkness, and your body is desperately trying to help itself to get well. And it's up to you to do the work. Nothing can do it for you. The light will never come to you and do anything to you because you have free choice, free will. If they were to do that, then they'd be like the darkness. Then they're controlling you. The light does not control anything. The only thing the light does is come every 2,000 years to weed out, to get rid of the darkness out of its creations. Otherwise, it would be destroyed. And until that time, you are having free choice, free will to live your life any way you choose to. And it's up to you to understand the simple teachings that Jesus had, not to go outside of yourself and tap into the darkness of energies, which I call the light of the darkness, which is the fabrication of the light that the lightship has, the creation energy, and the darkness creates artificial light. And this is what people tap into when they bring in energies of what they think is divine source energies. The divine source does not bring anything to anybody on this planet. You already have it with you. It's up to you to connect to it. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Everett has a really good question here. He has seen orbs in pictures and is asking, what about orbs? Are they also emotional bodies from spirits?
I have never investigated orbs, and I have never investigated crop circles. Although the last couple of weeks, I think there's a crop circle out, and I've been talking about the jellyfish that's on top of your head, connecting to your whole body, and lo and behold, we got a picture now of crop circles with a jellyfish energy, or it could be an octopus energy. They call it a jellyfish that's attached to the chakras and of people. This is how they portrayed it. Also, I saw on today on Yahoo, they're having a jellyfish invasion now. So, very interesting.
Oh,
so,
that is
interesting. On to Yahoo, you know, I guess their main homepage, you will see the a disturbing thing of how the jellyfish are migrating, taking over things.
Hmm.
So, hello, get a clue, you know. As above, so below.
So that's interesting because Heal is just mentioning that she has sensed strong energies are coming over from every direction. And she was wondering, is that another important step in Earth's ascension? Or, you know, now I just started thinking about what you said was on Yahoo, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I'm sure that the energies that are being transmitted to us by the aliens are very strong now. Remember, at the end of ascension time, the darkness comes in at full force to basically invalidate the true spiritual teachings and to bring forth their own teachings so that humanity does not do the ascension process. This is why you see so many healers out there in the last 20 years or so. Why there's so many books out now on spirituality, that's only to sidetrack you. You just need one book, one page, go within. And there's so many, you know, thousands of books on healings, how to do healings. This is all mind energy being transmitted by the aliens to a writer, and the writer just brings this information out, thinking that they're connecting to divine energy. And these energies will work. They will maybe do healings, but then you're hooked up to the darkness. So that's the unfortunate situation with people who are connecting to the dark energies, not realizing it, and or doing, you know, mass meditations with people like we had on 11/11. And next year, I'm sure it'll be on 12/12 because they go by the month, you know, days and stuff. You know, last year, naturally, it was, you know, you have 9/9/09, 8/8/08, and 7, you know, 707. So these are just numbers that they pick out, you know, because they're kind of synchronistic. And, you know, the worst thing for humanity that we've ever had here recently was the harmonic convergence in 1987. This is when everybody connected to that energy, thinking that, you know, this is like the start of the spiritual movement, basically, for mass consciousness. And people wanted to bring in love energy to the planet. They realize that thoughts are very powerful. So when you connect to thoughts, you can have thoughts influence other people, which is against free will, free choice. And but they thought they were doing something very good. In fact, it's the complete opposite. They actually harmed the Earth spirit and harmed humanity because they brought in the alien energies. And so whoever started that process was probably connected to the darkness energies in the mind. And maybe the person was a well-known person. I don't know who it was. Doesn't make any difference. But they started this movement. And the movement was actually, you know, choreographed by the aliens. And everybody followed suit and brought in all of these vortex energies here, which naturally, you know, is the case at the end of ascension time. The darkness comes in full force. So when you get a band of people joining together in consciousness of the mind, you are bringing in the darkness. And this is what they did. This is why the Earth is having so much problems now, the Earth spirit and humanity, because of that initial movement in 1987, the initial first harmonic convergence. And they still do it each year, all the people who don't know what they're doing. And they think because their mind tells them that it's a wonderful thing to do, and it really isn't, they don't know the difference because they're using mind energy. The mind energy will tell you whatever it needs to. That's your self-fulfilling prophecy. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's so interesting how it's so much out there and so easy to get into some of those things. I think many of us have been there, including myself. I can speak from my own experience about that. And it took me a long time to find the truth, but I could sense in me, even though it went against everything I had learned before, there was a big part of me saying, yes, 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 I got to keep listening to Ron here. So Marie is asking, Marie R. is asking, we are a small group, but how do we reach the masses about the creation light shift?
The people have to actually discover it themselves. It's very hard to talk about. This is why I go out to expos, to bring the information of, you know, forth to people. And most people have a deaf ear because they're so controlled by their implants inside of them. And it's very hard to talk about this to other people because they don't get it. And they're too used to being mind controlled by the aliens. So you have to actually, you know, stumble upon the website. This is what I find with most people. They somehow find it. And so trying to promote it yourself to other people, I would sure if you went out on the street and try to talk to 100 people about it, you'd be lucky if you got one person out of 100. Maybe out of 100,000, you might get one person. But that's just the way it is because the dark side is so mind-controlled. And people have, in their genetic makeup, they have religion. And so as soon as you start talking about something that's different than what is in their genetic makeup, remember, they still have it programmed in them. So if they didn't go to church at all in this lifetime, it's still in the body. And all that religious information comes flooding forward, and, you know, that activates the implants, and they will run the other direction. Because the darkness is very strong here. This is why everybody has forced reincarnation here. So it's hard to get the information out. The people have to, like I say, stumble upon the website or listen to me. And after they hear me, most people, it takes probably 6 to 10 shows to finally catch on that this is not some type of strange movement. It's the movement here is to get you into your heart center, to connect to your own spirit. So I do get people thinking this is a cult once in a while, or it's alien-based or something, and, you know, they have to move out of that that energy to really look at it. And the only way you're going to really know is to go to your heart center to find out. And remember, you're going to have all the obstacles of all these lives, you know, millions if not billions of ancestors that have lived on this earth plane. All their thoughts are with you right now. And are all those thoughts going to want you to ascend? No, because the darkness controls those thoughts in each lifetime of those people. And so this is the problem that humanity has now, is the mass consciousness, collective consciousness, is all darkness. And this is what people relate to. And this is what they how they live their life. They don't live in their heart. So that's the problem. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, you know, it's it can be... I can relate to when you want to go out and talk about this and how we really want to reach more people, but it's true. I've been able to share a little bit, but I've had to do it in stages with people and kind of see who would like to hear more. You know, it's been the only way for me. I haven't been able to promote in a big sense, but you know, there are some people that do want to listen, but it might take time, and you know, you can see how you can do that with people around you. You know, if you want to give them just little bits here and there, or recommend the website, or recommend the radio show, is always a good thing. And you know, some people keep coming back, and we are all very fortunate that we push through that resistance that usually comes up for almost everyone in the beginning. So there is some question also about the light ship, Ron. So I thought maybe you can talk about what the light ship is. And Heal is wondering, is there no gravity on the light ship?
No, there is gravity, because it's in a area of consciousness. Remember, all dimensions, everything that's created by the light, when you're in that consciousness, if you have a physical form, you're going to typically have gravity. But it will be a dimension where that you can typically, you know, live in. This is why the light ship, when you go to it, you do walk around on it. And so everything does have physicality on all dimensions. Just that with our limited senses that we have here on the earth plane, you might not be able to sense another dimension or anything else, but everything has, you know, physicality to it. Otherwise, if you didn't have physicality, then you wouldn't be able to experience anything. And so everything does have creation energy, and every dimension does have, in a sense, gravity, so that you can live there. So I think that's probably kind of simplistic, but yes. You know, unless that dimension or that planet, you know, nobody touches the ground and you just kind of like fly around. But typically, how are you going to do creations there? It's, I guess you could, but ideally everything, you know, does have, you know, we'll say a type of gravity, so you can actually experience life there. So the light ship does have gravity when you go to it, just like everything else that's in creation energy. And the light ship is everywhere and nowhere at the same time. It's a part of creation of the light. And it forms this physical structure when we go to it. And it has every blueprint on it that is created from the light. So it is a location, but you can never pinpoint it. I can take people to it, and that's because this is what I'm here to do, is to, you know, facilitate healings for people, for ascension. So, yes, it does exist, and it is there, and people have actually seen it when they go inside of it. As far as trying to look at it, maybe from the outside, you probably would not find it. Although when I take people out on the small defense fleet ships, I have had people talk about that they did see the light ship from the outside as we approached it, okay? But typically when you're in it, it does have physicality. There is gravity. There's beings walking around there, just like on the earth here. And it's a very wonderful place, and it's pure love energy. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, guest is commenting here. I actually put up the pictures of the giant jellyfish, and there's a lot on it on the Internet, which is quite, it is interesting. It looks pretty scary to me, but not going there. But anyway, guest is saying that he or she is feeling the jellyfish and octopus energies came in full force on 11/11. So I thought that was interesting.
That's the dark side coming through, and that was a big date.
Yes.
But for the people, the do-gooders out there who think that, you know, the earth spirit isn't very powerful and that it needs help, needs some love energy brought to it. So naturally, those vortexes, those stargates, the wormholes, whatever you want to call it, was opened up by people's thought energies. Remember, the dark side needs a conduit. So when the dark side uses you as a conduit and connects to your mind, then they open up these things. You can watch the movie The Mist, and that will give you a kind of a clue there. But yes, that's a big day, and that was very sad for humanity, because those things came in here even stronger. So that's basically it.
Would there be a way that we could help clear some of that if we went and did 24 hours, you know, with the alien page that you have? You have one clearing that you can sign up for monthly, or even I think you can go on their weekly, which is the alien parasite page.
Okay, I would say no, okay? The reason why I would say no is that everything has to go through the Earth spirit. And so even though your intentions are good to get rid of the aliens, and you may go on there to attempt to help the Earth by letting the light ship know about something, I'm sure the light ship's already aware of it. But their role is strictly to work with ascension. And if anything comes in the way of that, then they will work with it down here. People ask me, well, can the light ship clean our air out instantly from the chemtrails that are perpetrated down here? Can the light ship clean the waters? Well, that's not what they're doing. They're here for ascension. At ascension time, when the universe of light is turned off, all that will be taken care of. Now, the healings on the planet here, that's all done by the Earth spirit. And so the Earth spirit knows what its problems are. And you could maybe make attention to that by telling the light ship, but I'm sure the Earth spirit is well informed of what's happening here, because it's, you know, connected to everybody on the planet, everything on the planet, so it knows what's going on. And so by doing a clearing to help clean something out, it has to go through the Earth spirit first. That's the conduit here. Just like when you do a healing with your own physical body. Remember, the planet is connected to the Earth spirit, just like your spirit is connected to your body. And so the only way you're going to have a healing from the light is to work through your spirit. Now, the effectiveness of your healing is how much you're in your body, okay? And how much interference you're having, how many entities do you have in you, okay? Now, with the Earth spirit, it's being perpetrated by the aliens. So right now, it's still basically about 6% on the auric field. And so it is cleaning out the auric field, fighting the aliens to get it away from its creation. So it's trying, or it actually is, you know, doing battles with the aliens for its life and for its own creation. Now, it can leave the Earth and say, I'll forget about this Earth. I'm going to save myself. But it's still entwined in the Earth energy here, which is under attack by the aliens. And so this is the whole process. It has to fix itself for ascension. Otherwise, it won't ascend. So it has to pull itself out of its creation. This is why the light ship brought in space holders, so that it could leave 80% of itself outside of its creation. And now that 80% of itself is battling these aliens that people are using their free will to bring here. So the people on this planet are bringing in attack energies, you know, to the planet, and now the Earth spirit has to deal with that. I mean, this is your free will. So the aliens are very sneaky. This is the mind energy that's inside of your head. They're very, very sneaky, and, you know, they tell people how you can help other people, help the planet, but the Earth spirit's battling for its life. This is what's happening right now, and if it can't pull out of the Earth energy before ascension time, it will be lost like the people on the planet here, because it has to get itself cleaned up, backpedal out of its creation to become whole and complete. If the darkness takes part of its spirit energy away, part of its creation energy, a piece of the Earth will stay, and part of the spirits attached to it into the dark universes, it's also going to lose. And the light ship may be able to find it, just like what happens to you yourself, when your spirit gets taken away. And this is done very easily by people doing spells on people. This is how they work with you. They take part of your spirit and take it someplace. And then you have problems in your life. It's the same process. Just that, you know, those arts of spells and witchcraft and voodoo, sorcery and everything else was brought here by the aliens. It's the same exact thing. So this is kind of what we're up against here. And the Earth spirit is going to do what it can. It has its own agenda, its own probably sequential order on how it chooses to heal the Earth planet, okay? And so by you attempting to go onto the website and saying these things or putting things down, thinking that it may help, you know, I'm sure the Earth spirit knows all about it, but it's not going to do really any good, only because, you know, the Earth spirit, the energy has to go to the Earth spirit first. And if it's If it's not choosing to clean the water up and it's battling somewhere else, it's not going to, you know, do anything. You know, it is a good intention maybe to let maybe the light ship know about what's going on here, but it still has to go to the earth spirit first, and it has its own agenda. And so remember, the light doesn't know what the problem is. Light only works in the now. So that's the whole thing, and so does the earth spirit.
So is it basically, in a sense, almost the earth spirit who can almost be deciding when the ascension is going to happen? Does it have to do with that?
No. The light ship decides when ascension is going to happen. The earth spirit knows that it's getting close.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't know the time, okay? Remember, the light only works in the now. There's no predictions. But it does know at some point in the near future here, we are going to have an ascension point, which happens every 2,000 years. And it wants to get out of here. It's been here, done that. Just like everybody on the planet would like to get out of here. But almost everybody on the planet is tied into the mind energy or reading the wrong books or being told through religions about different things. And they're still using old energies, that have been brought here, like the stuff in the Egyptian days and stuff. They're still using those old energies, thinking that they can use them today, and they can't. So as you go into your sacred mystery tours or whatever else, to find out what happened in the past, that's old energy. That's never going to help you right now in this particular lifetime. So if you have one on those tours and you thought you were getting a lot of good information, you probably hooked up more to the darkness than you could ever even conceive about what happened to you.
So when the earth spirit leaves, this is guest asking, will another spirit take over take over this earth? And could it be that the dark side will continue with the new spirit that could be here in its place?
Well, the earth could be, there's different possibilities. So the dark side does clone the earth, okay? That's why you're going to parallel lifetimes. So what could happen is, the negative aspect of this here? Ascension time comes, the earth spirit pulls itself out and says, I'm never going to come back to the earth planet because it's too negative. And so naturally the dark side takes all the inhabitants here of the earth, okay, sideways into a parallel lifetime. And now the dark side creates a artificial earth that you think is in the light. So the light gets turned on over again, and then the dark side can put you onto a dark side planet. Maybe you're already on one anyway at that time. And then you're in a dark side universe reading the same books about ascension or about love energy that you have in your libraries now. And you may not ever come into the light. This is a very important time in humanity right now, because what created the elements of your body that was created by the earth spirit is no longer going to be here. So, this is the, maybe the doom and gloom situation. I don't see it as that, but, from the light ship's perspective and the earth spirit's perspective, everybody listening to this program and everybody on this planet has had 2,000 years to do the ascension, to prepare their body, to clean their bodies out. It's up to your parents. Look at your parents. Did they conceive you when they were 50 or 60 years of age? Did they work on themselves every day to clear their genetic cellular memory? Did your grandparents do that? Did their great-great-grandparents do that? Go on and on and on. If they didn't do that, how come? Because they were in the energy of the darkness. So.
Yeah, they didn't really have this information either that we have through you now.
Well, yeah, but they had the teachings of Jesus.
Yeah, but it came through with religion.
Yeah, but they still could have went to their heart center and got the information from their spirit.
Yeah.
That's always there.
Sure, but most of them were mind-controlled.
Yeah, but that's why you want to get out of the mind, yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't have you talking. Like, we're very fortunate because we have you talking about this now. I mean, I can just see how... I don't think I would have been able to had I not gotten to your information, Ron.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you have it naturally, but I certainly didn't. And I can just say how fortunate we are. Actually, there was somebody who mentioned that here Marie R. is saying that I feel we are so blessed to be part of this small group, and I really feel like I'm, you know, a millionaire when I found this information. It's all that I need, you know. It's everything that I've looked for, and I feel like I've looked for, you know, all the 70,000 years I've been here. So.
Oh boy.
It's a little long to look.
Yeah, you finally found it.
yeah, and, you know, we could have even been close. Like, I feel like I have been close before, but, you know, it's if you get sidetracked into a dark universe, you know, that is can be hard to tell what really is.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah, so anyway, not to go off too much on that, but... Since the energy, the love energy is all in the now, and we don't really go into predicting the future, it's probably very hard for you to answer this question, but I'm going to tell it anyway, and that is Braven asking, Ron, how long will you be on Earth?
I don't know. I could have left 2 years ago, I think, year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, the energy just left me, and I chose to stay on, so, you know, I don't know. I don't have any fear of death or anything. I just I'm just here enjoying what I'm doing to try to help people. That's all that I'm here doing. And I don't know. For me, this whole journey has been quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I never thought I'd even be doing this. What I'm doing now, you know, it's just interesting for me to do this. And to get all this information and stuff, and to have to put the website together and get all the information and everything else, and to buck the tide, you know. When I go to all the different expos, I'm the only one there talking typically about love energy, and, you know, a lot of the people that are practitioners don't like to necessarily see me, especially when I start talking, especially on the panels, because I'm bucking exactly what they're doing. And I just stay in my own power, and it doesn't matter who they are. You know, it doesn't matter to me. You know, if you watch the different energies of people when I'm talking on the panels, you know, and I get a lot of psychic attacks sent to me continuously. A lot of the practitioners will actually start before I go to an expo about 2 months before, and they'll try to send me all different types of energies to harm me, to hurt me, everything else, to kill me, basically. And none of that really works. I still show up, and they probably scratch your head. Gee, you know, I've been doing all this work on this person every day, you know, et cetera, and they wonder why I'm still showing up, you know. But that's the way the light works. The light protects me. So it's quite interesting to watch these other practitioners, because they don't know what to do when I start talking. They get very agitated and fidgety. Make strange faces, and then they sometimes will try to say what I'm saying, and what's interesting is that they'll make a comment about what I'm saying, about they're in alignment with it, and then 20 seconds later, they talk about the mind, you know, and it's a completely opposite thing. It's the light and the darkness. The mind's the darkness, so I have a good time with these energies and the people. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting, your parallels to what you're going through, and somebody who was here 2,000 years ago, who we all know about, must have felt very similar, even though life was very different, I'm sure, and his healings, which was you working through Jesus, probably worked, as we all know, a lot easier because of the darkness is stronger now that you're here.
Ed was at one of the workshops that it was at. I think it was a Strange Universe panel, I believe. And on the panel, I was talking, and I said, well, let's bring in the energy of Jesus. And all of a sudden, they switched it and said, no, you know, you can't do that. And, you know, there's probably about 300 people in the audience. And I don't know what the audience thought of that, but all of a sudden, it went to the guy next to me who had a dog with him. And they wanted to hear the dog make some noise, you know. So that was quite something. I just kind of go with the flow on it, you know.
Except yeah, that's interesting.
Up, you know, in the audience, not up to me. Remember, the light is not forceful. The light will not. The light's very powerful and at the same time very meek, and the light will not interfere with typically anything. I do get my buttons pushed once in a while, but normally I just try to stay very centered and speak the truth when I am called upon. So what I love on the expos is that people ask me questions. There's been a few expos that I've been at on the panels that I actually took up probably half of the time talking because people ask me questions. So if you're out there and you go to maybe L.A., I'll be on probably a panel in L.A., hopefully. I'll find out. It'll be the one at the Conscious Life Expo. Normally I'm on a panel there. And if you see me there, ask a question, you know, direct it to me and I can talk. Otherwise, the darkness will come in and it'll go sideways and everybody else will have a chance to answer a question but me sometimes. But normally I at least get up there and talk. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's so interesting. Now my mind is really going off here, but, you know, that happens. Sometimes when you have a new clearing that you're coming up with, which is a name clearing, and then I saw Ed's comment about how they cut you off so that a dog could speak.
Yeah.
And if you'd reverse the name dog, we know what we get. And, you know, with linking every letter in a word, you know, how that's interesting when you think about it that way, because I know that's another one of the new clearings that you're coming up with, Ron. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we do have a new clearing. It'll be on the website shortly. It's a name clearing. That's what we call it. It's actually a natal chart clearing. So what it clears your name of your birth name. If you're married, you can put that in too, a nickname, et cetera. If you happen to be from a different culture and you are using a name now that maybe is phonetically right for the English language, but your name actually is spelled different in your native country, then you want to put that in also. So basically what you can clear is your original birth name, and you want to write whatever that is, if it's, you know, three words in it, we'll say, or four words or whatever. You have to put those names down. And then you can also clear your birth date. And if you happen to know the time when you're born, you can do that. And if you don't exactly know, maybe the city that you had is no longer around or something, you can also, you know, get very sophisticated and write in your GPS coordinates. And that will also help clear you. But what it does, remember, your name is connected to the darkness. This is one of the ways they come into you because you have a name, and you can clear the different letters of each name that you have, and that'll be up shortly. So it's a very nice clearing to get the darkness off of you because that's how they connect to you, through your name. Remember, when you hear your name, you come to attention, right? You know, why is that? Because somehow you're coded that way. So this is actually a barcode that you have on you as your name. So naturally people will say, well, didn't I pick my name? Well, yeah, the dark side gave you a name to choose from, you know, so you picked your name. That's what the light tells you. You know, you got this wonderful name because you picked it. Well, they gave you that name, and this is what you're using. And then you can also probably clear, if you have a spiritual name, you can clear that too, because the dark side could come in and pick whatever you're using to connect to you. Remember, they're very smart. They're very, very intelligent. So if you did change your name, like a married name, then, you know, your last name could be changed. Then, you know, they may be connecting to you with that also. So, anyway, this is the way the clearing works. It should be up, I think, within probably a day or two, hopefully, or if not by the end of the week here. So go on the website. The cost is $50, and you just clear that out of you. You know, get free of the darkness that's connecting to you energetically. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I can totally see how that has been linked to me, and I could feel it very strongly because Ron actually cleared that off me in one personal clearing that we did. And it's really the first time I felt very calm, although I, you know, was not. So it was like something totally different was lifted from me, and it's quite amazing. And also a little comment there with my name, for instance, is my name thrown around is one of the one of the different races that you can clear on the ET Parasite page, and I had sort of overlooked it at first, and then when I did that one, there was so much energy there. So sometimes you can look at that too. And of course, we can keep our names, right? It's not about changing our names. It's just about getting the energy cleared from them. Because yeah, Everett was asking.
Yeah, remember, each letter in your name also can be connected. I've talked about this to people. Let's just use the word fear, okay? So the word fear, you know, F-E-A-R, you know, the word F or the letter F means nothing to you. And then the E means nothing typically. And the A means nothing. And the R means nothing. They're just letters. Kind of like alphabet soup, you know. But then when you put those together, all of a sudden the word fear in your body goes, oh, fear, I know what that is. And so this is how they kind of connect to us.
Okay. So Everett was saying he is giving himself a name, and he can obviously keep that, right? It's not about losing any of our names.
No, you're just taking off the energy from the letters that make a name, because it clears letter by letter.
Mm-hmm. So another question there from Everett, which talks about ascension, and I thought maybe we could go into that a little bit if you want to talk about what happens when we ascend. And he says when we go to the fifth dimension, and I know there's many different places we could go, but that was part of Everett's question.
Well, if you... Okay, let's just talk about your spirit as your spirit leaves here. So if you're not hooked up to any mind energies that connected, corded you, then your spirit is able to go, and then you're at free choice after ascension, and you're able to go wherever you choose to go to. So it's not what dimension you're going to or anything else. It's what you choose to go to. So you can go to any place. On the light ship, there's no really dimensions, but down here we talk about them in order to put things in sequential order. Remember, these are all dark side energies because they want you to evolve to a higher mind consciousness, okay? On the light ship, it's all consciousness. It's all light. So, you know, how can you have a separation in light? This is the difference. There's no hierarchy to the light. The light is light. We're here in mind energy, there is a hierarchy, because everything that we deal with, like in time, you have minutes and seconds and hours, okay? And or you have like a tape measure where you have inches going to feet, okay, and yards, etc. So everything is hooked up for us to have a controlled parameter here of whatever we're dealing with. In the light, there's no such thing. And so when you do leave here with your spirit and it's able to go through the change of getting rid of the darkness from this location, then you're able to have free choice, free will, wherever you choose to go to. Now, the dark side would like you to evolve, we'll say, typically from 3D to maybe 4D or 5D. Some practitioners are talking about that, how we're going to be evolving and how the Earth is going to be evolving. That's all the dark side Earth energies, and that energy will exist. The dark side will produce, let's just say that we got out a bunch of books and some channeler gave information 10 years ago about how humanity is going to go to 5D reality. And so now that becomes known in human race mass consciousness. All these books are written about everybody's going to 5D. So the dark side wrote that, told everybody to write this. So now everybody is telling their spirit that your spirit must go to 5D. So now your spirit believes that is truth. So they take you sideways at ascension time to a parallel planet like this one. You don't know about ascension because, you know, you're still living a life. And the universe of light is turned off, but you're still on a planet living like you're living right now. And then the light gets turned back on again, and the dark side says, well, we're going to take everybody over to another location, or maybe they leave you where you are, and you have all the books still in your library about going to 5D. So now you think when ascension time comes, you're going to 5D. And maybe you do go to 5D at ascension time. The dark side creates an ascension for you, and everybody migrates now to 5D and you still have the forced reincarnation and everything else, and you're still in the game plan of the darkness, and you think that you evolved spiritually. And all the gurus there in 5D are telling you, oh, man, you guys made it so wonderful. There's still people stuck on 3D, but you're the blessed ones, and you made it to 5D. And maybe you have the awareness of looking backwards through a special type of insight. Maybe they give you some special eyeglasses to wear. You know, there's a movie about that, in a sense, They Live. And you put on these special sunglasses, and you can actually look down upon the earth that's in 3D and say, oh, those poor people are in 3D. I'm really blessed. I'm now on 5D. I read these special books, and I'm able now to move on. And now I look forward to the next ascension going to 6D. Well, that's just the way the dark side does it. And it all depends, you know, and you have to ask your spirit. You know, this is the whole foundation of this program is for you to be connected to your spirit and your heart center. And that's the only truth that you need and that you must find out and connect to. And that's it. All I can do is talk about it. It's up to you to do the work. I can't do the work for you. And, you know, the Lightship is here to help you, but you have to do the work. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. I wish I had time to get into everything here. There's so many good suggestions about doing a documentary for you. You know, how people, when they first meet you, Joni's mentioning that you said, I'm not very popular, but that she was sold. and people can't wait to get home to home base energy, can't wait to do all these clearings with you. And we never want to come back to this type of planet. You know, it's all wonderful comments on there. I can't get totally into it, but we're coming up to sort of the end bit here. And I thought, obviously, we can go on the ET Parasite page and clear the jellyfish and octopus off ourselves. So somebody was suggesting maybe if you feel up to doing that on here, one of those.
Yeah, we'll get the jellyfish out since the do-gooders, the New Age people who brought this crap in here, you know, we'll get the jellyfish off much as we can right now. But, yeah, do go on the website, you know, pay the $30 for the month and get out the jellyfish because that's what they brought in.
Mm.
That'll be under the alien parasite location there. There's many different healings on there. Might be overwhelming at first to a newcomer. Seen probably you know, 50 or so, maybe 100 different ET races. That might kind of boggle your mind when you look at that there and as you go down, but and then the ET critters. But the jellyfish are what you probably want to get rid of right now because these do-gooders, these New Age people, thinking that they're using love and light, brought in these energies here stronger. And now we got the validation of the jellyfish on Yahoo. You can just go there. It's probably on their home page. It was on mine this morning about how they're having this infiltration of jellyfish migration. Okay? Hello? Maybe they came as an alien life form, materialized as jellyfish, and now they're here. So here we go, taking away jellyfish on top of your head. Remember, they don't have to grow. You know, they don't have to become a little small thing and turn out to live a lifetime, maybe for, you know, say 5-6 years to become a physical size of what they are. They can be materialized instantly by the darkness to whatever size they need to. Here we go. And the Earth is very beautiful when you actually see the original blueprint without the negativity here. This is a beautiful place. You could probably find beautiful places, too, just by going out into nature. And this is what the Earth Spirit had in mind for everybody here, which you may want to call heaven on Earth, okay? There we go. Okay, we're doing some clearing here. So if you wish, bring up the light beam. We'll energize that with peace energy for the next half an hour. So at half past the hour, the light ship will just take away the light beam here. But you can feel the energy coming in. I'll count to 10 as it comes in, and our show's about over here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we have our special conference call coming up on Sunday. And this is an 8-hour call. If you wish to come on it, just check out the website. Give me a call. That would work too. And this coming Saturday is our 4-hour Ascension call. So if you get on those, you're going to have 4 hours Saturday and 10 hours or 8 hours on Sunday. Quite an awesome experience. So here we go. We'll have to sign off here. So I think we also have up, which will be very shortly here, within probably a couple hours, I think, it'll be that page for the name clearing. So just check it out. It'll be under barcodes, I think, on the left side of the screen in the menu section. So here we go. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you later.
You.
Our next program on VBS is on Wednesday. Need to get ready for our conference call starting here at 5:30 Pacific time. So blessings. Thank you, Annika.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Thank you, VBS. Bye, everybody.
Bye.